Andrea stood by my side and sobbed. She couldn't even lift her eyes to look at me. She came from a large family and things were pretty tight financially. Her two younger sisters were slim and attractive, but Andrea was short, stocky, and plagued with a poor complexion.
During 3 years of high school, she had only dated three times. She was a B student and had no athletic ability.
And judging by the world's standards of worth, beauty, brains, and money, Andrea came out a loser, and she often felt that way. Now, here she was, broken and weary from the long struggle.
Students are bombarded on all sides by a media promoting the myth that beauty, brains, and bucks mean success. And when success is attained, happiness is guaranteed, or so they say. Who set up this system anyway? Would a good and loving God give only a small, select portion of his people what they need for success and happiness? Or does God value something different?
One of the most sobering verses in the entire New Testament that contrasts God's value system with the world's value system is Luke 16:15. He said to them, "You are the ones who justify yourselves in the eyes of men, but God knows your hearts. What is highly valued among men is detestable in God's sight." You know, the Bible teaches that God values people and God values character. Those are his greatest concerns.
How can we as parents help our kids withstand the pressure they feel from the society we live in? How can we help them know they do measure up?
You know, a little earlier we were talking about Andrea. She made it through the crisis we were describing. How? Well, her circumstances certainly didn't change. There were two reasons she made it. First, Andrea talked to her mom about how she was feeling, and second, her mom responded with understanding and compassion.
We can't tell you enough how important it is to be involved with your child. Start when they're young. Listen to them. Share their pain. Validate. Don't question their feelings and who they are. Walk through it together. You can gradually steer them around to a healthy perspective. But before they'll be ready to listen to you, they must feel you there with them in the midst of their hurt. Where love is felt, the message is heard.
Your kids need you in their corner. Be there. For the Navigators, we're Fran and Jill Shaka.